as the beast bends down to grab me. I run and make my escape between its legs. It turns around and slashes at me with the machete, barely missing my leg. As I run, I hear the blade landing nearer and nearer to me, slicing through the bushes around me. The faster I run, the faster it runs after me. It chases me until I am cornered. Then the jungle closes in on me, forming thick walls. There is no escape. The beast raises the machete over its head, aimed directly at me. I am sick of it now. I'm sick of being chased and tired of running. My blood boils with rage as I hurl my body into it, knocking it off balance. It drops the machete. I ram my body into it one more time, and it crashes down onto the ground. I get up and grab the machete. Time freezes as I chop off its hand. Its stump squirts blood all over me, but I do not care. Again and again, I raise the machete and hack off pieces of its body until it lies motionless, dead. In the morning, I wake up soaked in sweat and fear, yet strengthened by the nightmare, since I turn out to be the victor. The dreams are always the same, but the character changes. The enemy, a Khmer Rouge soldier or a wild beast, a monster or a ghostly man creature, comes after me with knives, guns, axes, machetes. There is always a struggle until I obtain control of the weapon and kill the enemy before it can kill me. In the end, I, the hunted, turn and become the killer. Each night before we can sleep, Mei Bong gathers us together in the hut for another hour of propaganda reports. She lights one candle and holds it in her hand. The orange glow lights up her face while the rest of us are in the dark. At one meeting, as I lean against the straw wall and slowly fall asleep, a loud scream shocks me awake. With my heart pounding, I wonder if it was me who screamed. But then I see that the girls have closed in tightly around Mei Bong. "What happened?" Mei Bong asks the girl who screamed. "I felt it was a big hand. I was leaning against the wall. A hand reached through the straw and grabbed my arm, then my throat. It was wet and cold. I know it's a Yuan coming to get us." The girl's lips tremble. Her face is yellow in the light, looking very much like an apparition. Mei Bong turns to the older girls and tells them to go look.